Good afternoon. I'm David Aus, coming to you live from the Barman Cheney Performance Center here at Valley Public Radio. It is Young Artist Spotlight, and we're so delighted to have these great soloists with us from Youth Orchestras of Fresno. We have five soloists this afternoon, and each one of them plays in one of the three Youth Orchestras of Fresno. They're all students of Dr. Lemore Torn Innerman. Also want to let you know that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis. Our first soloist today is Melissa Wong. Good afternoon, Melissa. All right. Have you played live on radio before?
No.
Okay. Well, we're really excited to have you, especially that you love pizza. Remind me, how old are you, and where do you go to school, and what grade are you in?
I'm 11, and I go to Bud Rank, and I'm in fifth grade.
All right. And which piece are you going to be playing for us?
I'm playing Airverie by Charles de Berrio.
Very good. Charles de Berrio was a 19th century Belgian violinist and composer, and now we will hear Melissa Wong perform his Airverie. Melissa Wong, performing the music of Charles de Berrio, Airverie number 14 in G major, and that's right here on Young Artist Spotlight at Valley Public Radio. Our next soloist today is Layla Ashaghi. Good afternoon, Layla. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Where do you go to school, and what grade are you in?
I'm 13 years old. I go to Granite Ridge, and I'm in eighth grade.
All right. And how long have you been playing violin?
11 years.
All right. And you're going to perform for us the work of a 20th century American violinist and conductor, Erman Klebanoff. What's your piece?
Millionaire's Hoedown.
All right, very good. Get ready for a party. This thing's a lot of fun. Fun bit of information on Hermann Klebanoff. He kind of got lured to Mercury Records in 1960. They had him come out to L.A. and start composing for them, and they gave Mantovani a run for his money in the recording industry. And you can he even shows up occasionally in Space Age Pop collections as well. Here, with some musical themes I'm sure many of you will recognize, Leila Ashaghi performing Millionaire's Hoedown. Yes, Leila Ashaghi, violinist, one of the young soloists joining us this afternoon for Young Artist Spotlight, doing the work of Hermann Klebanoff, Millionaire's Hoedown. This is Young Artist Spotlight on Valley Public Radio. I'm David Aus. Our next soloist this afternoon is Emily Liu. Good afternoon, Emily, and welcome. Don't be afraid of me. You can come on over. Where are you going to school, and what grade are you in?
I go to UHS, or University High School, and I'm in 9th grade.
All right, and you've been playing 4 years now?
Yes.
All right, and what piece are you going to play for us?
Souvenir de Sarasate by William Potstock.
Okay, very good. Go ahead and get ready. Potstock was a German-born American composer active in the late 19th and early 20th century. And this Souvenir de Sarasate is one of his most famous works and typical in the repertoire for violinists of this advancement. It includes some special techniques, including left-hand pizzicato and some double stops. I think we heard a little bit of left-hand pizzicato in that last piece, too, just a couple of those. So here, Emily Liu with Souvenir de Sarasate. Violinist Emily Liu performing the music of William H. Potstock, Souvenir de Sarasate. Lovely work there. And this is Young Artist Spotlight at Valley Public Radio. David Ouse with you here. Our next soloist is Andrew Obler. Good afternoon, Andrew. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Where do you go to school?
Clovis West High.
All right. And how long have you been playing violin?
This is my 12th year.
Oh, super. And which of the youth orchestra of Fresno groups are you in?
The Youth Phil.
Okay. Very good. And you're performing work by Max Bruch today. Which piece is it?
Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor.
Okay, very good. I'll let you go ahead and get ready. Bruch was a German romantic composer and conductor active in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He composed three violin concerti. This is probably the best known of those three and one of the most popular romantic violin concerti. Here, performing Max Bruch, violinist Andrew Obler.
Thank you.
violinist Andrew Obler. Thank you so much, Andrew. Wow, molto espressivo. Performing the work of Max Bruch, Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor, Opus 26. That was the first movement, the prelude, Allegro Moderato. We would be remiss if we did not give a thanks also to the accompanist who served along with these first four soloists. Thanks, Matthew Dean. Thank you so much. Very good. And also thanks to their leadership from Youth Orchestras of Fresno, Julia Copeland, Executive Director, and Musical Director Thomas Lowenheim. And of course, to the wonderful teacher of all of these students, Dr. Limor Torin Immerman. And thanks to all their other teachers, and of course to their family and friends who support them all in pursuing their passion for music. Our last soloist today is a true soloist. He's performing unaccompanied, Larry Zhao. Good afternoon, Larry. And where do you go to school?
University High School.
Okay, which grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Okay, very good. And you're performing work of one of the greats. Whose work are you performing today?
Paganini's Caprice No. 16.
Okay, very good. I'll let you go ahead and get set up. Paganini, of course, the great violinist, violist, guitarist, and composer, and arguably the most popular and best-known violinist of his day. He was a shredder of his day. And the Caprices, he wrote 24 of them, which are works de rigueur for any violinist, and we're excited to hear Larry Zhao perform Paganini's Caprice No. 16. Violinist Larry Zhao performing the work of Niccolo Paganini, Caprice No. 16. And that does it. That concludes Young Artist Spotlight for another week. Thanks to all of these great young soloists from Youth Orchestras of Fresno for your outstanding performances. I want to remind you that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis. For Valley Public Radio and Young Artist Spotlight, I'm David Ouse.